KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good afternoon, 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We're at 60 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story. With an NHL team ever more likely, Ryan Smith is taking the first steps toward either renovating the Delta Center or building a new hockey arena. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe joins us live with the very latest. Amy?
Jeff, Salt Lake City Council Chair Victoria Petro says they have received the application.
We've been proposed to. We have not decided where we're going to live or how we're going to split finances.
On the agenda for tonight's City Council meeting, getting a first look at this proposal and what the council has to do to move forward. Petro says they will work out all the nitty-gritty details in the next few months. That will include how to use a 0.5% increase in sales tax. She expects a public hearing in May and a vote in July. But she was hesitant to say whether or not we'd see a brand new stadium or just an update to the Delta Center. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Amy. KSL News Time 301. We have breaking news at KSL News Radio. Just in, a Utah Highway Patrol trooper has been arrested for allegedly assaulting his daughter's friend while off duty. Richfield police say 46-year-old Bronson Wood inappropriately touched a 19-year-old woman without her consent after he gave her alcohol in March. The police document says Wood told the victim he'd been in love with her since the day she moved there when she was 17. They say the young woman was fearful to report the incident because she thought she wouldn't be believed. Police are asking that Wood be held without bail because he's an officer. KSL News Time 302, a Park City group that wants a wildlife crossing over a state highway won't be getting one.
Save People, Save Wildlife's president, Aaron Ferguson, met monthly with UDOT on how to best protect both wildlife and the lives of those who travel across SR 224, which on average sees 30,000 cars daily. UDOT even commissioned a study that results safe fencing and crossings are the best solution.
If we create safe passage for wildlife on our roadways, public safety increases because motorist safety increases.
Ferguson was confused when UDOT informed everyone at a multi-agency meeting that they chose not to support the crossing after all, citing DWR study data disagrees. Save People, Save Wildlife are seeking that data through Utah's public records request. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
No more gas stations near rivers, streams, canals, or ponds in Salt Lake City. After banning a gas station near Sugar House Pond, City Council is poised to ban all gas stations and storage tanks within 350 feet of a natural body of water. Council is now squabbling with Maverick over requiring underground gas tanks to be at least 30 feet from property lines. That way, if they leak, they'd be less likely to affect the neighbors. Maverick is asking, how about 10 feet? Suddenly, squatting is the subject of countless news reports. I mean, you've been hearing stories lately about people staking claim to luxury homes just because they've been sleeping there for a while. Well, you're not hearing these stories in Utah.
Utah has strong landlord-tenant laws to help protect against squatters. Still, KSL legal analyst Greg Scorda says if someone is in a home without an invitation, that is considered to be an unlawful entry with the intent to commit a crime, the definition of burglary.
The notice to vacate or pay rent, give them 3 days, get them in front of a judge.
Scorda says if a homeowner finds someone in their home who shouldn't be there, they should call police and not take matters into their own hands. This also applies to a bona fide renter who quits paying rent but refuses to leave. A squatter could be forced to pay damages, though he admits it may be difficult to collect. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
We're at a half dozen. Six jurors have now been selected in former President Trump's hush money trial. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the judge seating the first six jurors, but many others were dismissed. Kara McGee was excused, but says if she had been chosen, she would have been able to suspend her personal feelings to give former President Trump a fair trial.
I would be able to put aside my personal feelings about him and who he is as a person and what he has done and said, and judge the facts of this specific case and what can be proved and what can't.
The New York judge also allowing prosecutors to admit evidence connected to Mr. Trump's political strategy in 2016. The Supreme Court appears split over the appropriateness of charges brought against hundreds of people in connection with the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Conservatives like Neil Gorsuch focused on the 20-year prison term in the law.
Would a heckler in today's audience qualify or at the State of the Union address?
Donald Trump is among those who have been charged with obstruction of an official proceeding. A decision isn't expected until late June. After weeks of stalling on funding for Israel and Ukraine, House Speaker Mike Johnson says he has a proposal that would split the funding into separate bills. National Security Advisor John Kirby on board Air Force One says the White House is optimistic.
It does appear at first blush that the Speaker's proposals will, in fact, help us get aid to Ukraine, aid to Israel.
Kirby says the administration is waiting to see the details of the bills. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic now. Ricky Meese is here. How are we doing?
We're not doing too bad. It's kind of a good drive on most of the Salt Lake County freeways. We do have one small accident. It's southbound I-215's east belt at 33rd South, out of traffic on the shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. My minute's on the way next. Stay right here.